All you that cry, oh horn, oh horn, come now and sing, O Lord, with me. For why our jewel is from us gone, the valiant knight of chivalry. Of rich and poor beloved was he, in time an honorable knight, when by our laws condemned was he, and lately took his last good night. Count him not like to Campion, these traitorous men or Babington, nor like the Earl of Westmoreland, by whom a number were undone. He never yet hurt mother's son, his quarrel still maintained the right, which makes the tears my cheeks down run when I think on his last good night. The Portingals can witness me, his dagger at Lisbon gate he flung, and like a knight of chivalry, his chain upon the same he hung. Would God that he would thither come to fetch them both in order right, which thing was by his honor done, yet lately took his last good night. The Frenchmen, they can testify, the town of Gurney he took in, and marched to Rhone immediately, not caring for his foes a pin. With bullets then he pierced their skin, and made them flee far from his sight. He at that time did credit win, and now hath ta'en his last good night. And stately Kells can witness well, even by his proclamation right, he did command them all straightly to have a care of infants' lives, that none should ravish maid nor wife, which was against their order right. Therefore they prayed for his long life, which lately took his last good night. Would God he had ne'er island known, nor set his feet on Flanders' ground, then might we well enjoy our own, where now our jewel will not be found. Which makes our woes still to abound, trickling with salties in our sight, to hear his name in our ears to sound, Lord Devereux took his last good night. Ash Wednesday, that dismal day, when he came forth of his chamber door, upon a scaffold there he saw his headsman standing him before. The nobles all they did deplore, shedding their salties in his sight. He said farewell to rich and poor, at his good morrow and good night. My lords, quoth he, you stand but by to see performance of the law. It's I that have deserved to die and yield my life unto the blow. I have deserved to die, I know, but ne'er against my country's right, nor to my queen was never foe upon my death at my good night. Farewell, Elizabeth, my gracious queen, God bless thee and thy council all. Farewell, you knights of chivalry, farewell, my soldiers stout and tall. Farewell, the commons great and small, into the hands of men I light. My life shall make amends for all, for Essex bids a world good night. Farewell, dear wife and children three, farewell, my Comfort yourselves, mourn not for me, although you fall be now begun. My time is come, the glass is run, comfort yourselves in former light, seeing by my fall you are undone, your father bids a world good night. Derrick, thou knowest, at Cales I saved thy life lost for a rape there done, which thou thyself canst testify, thine own hand 23 hung. But now thou seest my time is come, thy chance into thy hands I light. Strike out the blow that I may know thou Essex loved at his good night. When England counted me a papist, the works of papists I defy. I ne'er worship saint nor angel in heaven, nor to the Virgin Mary I. But to Christ, which for my sins did die, trickling with sand is in his sight, spreading my arms to God on high, Lord Jesus, receive my soul this night. Sweet England's pride is gone, well-a-day, well-a-day, which makes her sigh and groan evermore still. Chances from us ta'en. He was a virtuous peer, well-a-day, well-a-day, and was esteemed dear evermore still. He always helps the poor, which makes them sigh full sore. His death they do deplore in every place. Brave honor graced him still, gallantly, gallantly. He ne'er did deed of ill, well is it known. But envy that foul fiend, whose malice ne'er had end, hath brought true virtue's friend unto this thrall. At tilt he did surpass, gallantly, gallantly, all men that is and was evermore still. One day, as it was seen, in honor of our queen, such deeds ne'er been seen as he did do. Abroad and eke at home, gallantly, gallantly, for valor there was none like him before. But Ireland, France, and Spain that feared great Essex's name, and England loved the same in every place. But all would not prevail, well-a-day, well-a-day, his deeds did not avail, more was the pity. He was condemned to die for treason, certainly, but God that sits on high knoweth all things. That Sunday in the morn, well-a-day, well-a-day, that he to the city came with all his troop, that first began the strife and caused him lose his life, and others did the like as well as he. Yet her princely majesty graciously, graciously, hath pardon given free to many of them. She hath released them quite and given them their right. They may pray day and night God to defend her. Shrove Tuesday in the night, well a day, well a day, with a heavy-hearted sprite, as it is said. The lieutenant of the tower who kept him in his power, at 10 o'clock that hour to him did come, and said unto him there, mournfully, mournfully, my lord, you must prepare to die tomorrow. God's will be done, quoth he, yet shall you strangely see God strong in me to be, though I am weak. I pray you pray for me, well a day, well a day, that God may strengthen me against that hour. Then straightway he did call to the guard under the wall, and did entreat them all for him to pray. For tomorrow is the day, well a day, well a day, that I the debt must pay which I do owe. It is my life, I mean, which I must pay the queen. Even so hath justice given that I must die. In the morning was he brought, well a day, well a day, where a scaffold was set up within the tower. Many lords were present then with other gentlemen, which were appointed then to see him die. You noble lords, quoth he, well a day, well a day, that must the witness be of this my death. No, I never loved purgatory, but still did it defy, and Essex thus did die here in this place. I have a sinner been, well a day, well a day, yet never wronged my queen in all my life. My God, I did offend, which grieves me at my end. May all the rest amend, I do forgive them. To the state I ne'er meant ill, well a day, well a day, neither wish the commons ill in all my life, but loved all with my heart, and always took their part, whereas there was desert in any place. Then mildly did he crave, mournfully, mournfully, he might that favor have private to pray. He then prayed heartily and with great fervor to God that sits on high for to receive him. And then he prayed again, mournfully, mournfully, God to preserve his queen from all her foes, and send her long to reign, true justice remain, and not to let proud Spain once to offend her. His gown he stripped off then, well a day, well a day, and put off his hat and band, and hung them by. Praying still continually to God that sits on high. My headsman that must be, then said he cheerfully, let him come here to me, that I may him see. Who kneeled to him then, art thou, quoth he, the man, who art appointed now my life to free? Yes, my lord, did he say, well-a-day, well-a-day, forgive me, I you pray, for this is your death. I here do thee forgive, and may true justice live. No foul crime to forgive within their place. Then he kneeled down again, mournfully, mournfully, and was required by some there standing by to forgive his enemies before death close his eyes, which he did in hearty wise, thanking them for it, that they would remember him, well-a-day, well-a-day, that he might forgive them all that hath him wronged. Now, my lords, I take my leave, sweet Christ, my soul receive. Now, when you will prepare, I am ready. He laid his head on the block, well-a-day, well-a-day, but his doublet let the stroke, but he there did say, what must be done, quoth he, shall be done presently. There his doublet off put he, and laid down again. Then the headsman did his part, cruelly, cruelly. He was never seen to start for all the blows. His soul now it is at rest in heaven amongst the blessed, where God send us to rest when it shall please him.